You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Mikhail Jensen on the line. He's founder over at National Corporate Credit. Mikhail, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Adam.
So excited to get into today's topic. So building a company and raising money in both good and bad markets. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit more about what you're doing over at National Corporate Credit. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
That's a great question, Adam. So we help business owners get access to funds to start a business, to grow a business. I've worked with many different types of businesses, whether you are buying a franchise or you own a franchise, you have a restaurant, you're starting a tech company. I've worked with dozens of different industries, and we're not restricted on who we can work with, but we help people from the startup level all the way up to the small business, to the large business level, get access to funds that they can use not only to build their business now and to implement now, but that they can use to grow. And as they grow their company, they grow their capital sources with them. So working capital has really been my space for the last 10 years and helping people start, scale, and grow companies along with it.
Wow. So, and I think that's a great transition into today's topic. So building a company and raising money in both good and bad markets. I mean, where do you want to start with this one?
A good question. I think we could start with building a company and really what it takes to get started. If you don't mind, I can just dive right in.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I started my first business back in the last recession, and it's interesting to see how markets change and how we go through these similar cycles of you're in a drought, so to say, and you might be in what's called a recession or a depression, and then the markets kind of come back and you have more competition. I think some of the things you got to focus on is really just get really clear on what drives the needle forward. In bad times, you don't have as much access to resources. So you can't just throw money at problems. You got to focus on what drives the needle. And a lot of times that just comes down to you and your daily method of operation. Whereas when markets come back and it gets, I guess you could say there's more money in the market, the economy gets better, people are spending more money. The line gets blurred. People spend money on things they don't need. And then when you're in a recession, people only spend money on things they need, and everything else kind of goes to the wayside. So I always tell my clients this, along with my partners at my company. Number one, what do we need to do to drive the needle forward today? Number two, do we have enough working capital to survive any type of transitions or pivots that we have to make? And then the third would be, where do we have leverage? And so whether it's a good market or a bad market, we're always focusing on building our business from a very lean perspective. I don't like to have debt. I also don't like to throw money at problems. I think that the more money you have sitting there kind of causes you to get a little lazy, and it causes you to drift. You're not as creative. So whether you have the money or not, how do you attack your problems from a very creative, resourceful perspective? So they don't build up. I think if you're not attacking your problems or attacking your opportunities with creativity, and you just try to throw money at it, they tend to not get fixed. They tend to not work out so well, and then they tend to pile up. So you have more problems than you really wish you had. And I think some of those principles that it takes to build a company throughout a recession are just as applicable and as important to remember when the markets come back. And that way you're ready for the next cycle. If it goes up or if it goes down, you're typically running the same way no matter what. So that's what I would say about that.
That's awesome. We're going to circle back, but let's get into the good and bad market part. So raising money. So let's just say that they maybe have some of they're thinking creatively. They have some of the processes down. Maybe they even have a management team that they've been with for a while, right? So they have some good things that are working, let's just say. Now they're thinking about raising money and they don't have control of the market, whether it's going to be a good time or whether it's going to be a bad time, but either they're raising money to expand or to meet some need or other thing. Where do you want to take that one? Because I think that's a tricky part that a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives listening right now, they're thinking, you know, whether the market's up or down, you know, how do I raise this capital?
Yeah, good point. I think most people that are running a business, they're expert in what they do. So they're not an expert in raising money. And there's a lot of companies out there that don't always have your best interest at heart. When I started my company back in 2010, my biggest principle was if I don't deliver on my services, I don't get paid. So that put the client's interest and my interest in alignment. And I wasn't going to do anything that didn't benefit both parties. On the contrary to that, when markets get better, you have a lot of people out there that are offering money. And one thing that I'll always say is not all money is created equal. And it sounds like a common sense statement to make. But when you're in the game, you start to realize how there's a lot of, I guess you could say there's sharks out there. But again, the money's not created equal. The money that I would raise for a startup company would be different than the money I would raise for a doctor or a dentist or a franchise. I think you just have to work with somebody who's going to help you understand the language of money. And work with somebody whose interests are not just on the transaction. What I really try to focus on is who is the client I'm talking to? What's their background, their experience level? What kind of business do they have? And what do they need to use the money for? Because a lot of these factors are very important when it comes to deciding, are they a good fit for me? And more importantly, am I a good fit for them? Even if they qualify, but what they need the funds for is not in alignment with what I can do for them or what I think is the best fit for them, I do my best not to sign them up for anything. And I can't always control it. Some people want to take the money regardless, even if it's not the best fit. However, if it's not in alignment for them, I don't try to sign them up. And I don't think a lot of companies have those same principles. And so we do our best to get them the foundation built, get them access to funds that they can use now, and help coach them and guide them on how to increase their liquidity over time, to build their business the right way, and to increase their liquidity so they have the working capital that they need when it comes time to tap on it. I'm a big believer that the best way to raise money is through sales. And I don't think you need to go out and borrow any money, even though I'm a guy that helps you raise money from outside sources. First thing I'm going to tell you is, if you have a business and you're just starting out, the best way to raise money is through selling your products or your services to your customers and then managing your capital properly so that you can build a very practical cash rich business. And so how much money are you saving out of your profits to reinvest in the company? And so that way you don't need to take on money from outside sources. As you grow and you get bigger, it is beneficial to borrow at good rates to give yourself the working capital towards marketing efforts, or your employees or inventory, just to really start to scale your company.
That's awesome. So, Mikhail, final question. So, two-part question. Number one, as I mentioned, a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives listening. What are the right types of clients and or companies that are typically a great fit for a national corporate credit that you like working with? Number two, what's the best way for those companies to reach out and follow up with you?
Yeah, great question. So I get the best clients of mine are those that are looking for an amount under 300,000. Most of our programs are really based on the strength of personal credit. And so we use the strength of your personal credit to get access to funding for the business. If you have over 700 credit, we can raise up to 300. The types of businesses that I get a lot of are real estate related businesses, investment related businesses, and franchises and restaurants. Some of my best clients are those that have the credentials after their name. They might be an accountant. They might be an attorney. They might be a doctor. They might be a dentist. So even though those guys get great results, or those guys and those girls get great results, we can fund in most any industry as long as they meet the requirements.
Awesome. Well, Mikhail, it's been great having you on the show today. Appreciate you sharing more about all the great things you're doing over at National Corporate Credit and also the tips that you provided to our listeners on building a company and raising money in both good and bad markets. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. I mean, love to know what kind of businesses and things that you're working on. Let's keep the conversation going over in our YouTube community. And Mikhail, thanks again for coming back on the show.